妈给您切菜吃。
Yes, I know. Alf will be here any second. What time's your train?
Oh, about half an hour. Look, don't you usually come to the station to see Alf off?
Well, I do normally, but this time, well, with both of you, it's sort of, well, different. Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I do.
Funny how you and Alf should be attached to the same destroyer, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
You'll take care of yourself, won't you, Fergie?
Of course. Take more than the war to finish me.
Oh. So you were here already then, Fergie?
Yeah, I thought it better to meet you here and say goodbye to Marge at the same time. Got all your gear?
Yeah, I got everything. Well, let's be breaking it up then, haven't we? No sense in standing around. Let's get going. Goodbye, Marge.
Bye, Alf. Right regular, won't you? And take care of yourselves. Both of you.
Cheer up, Wagger. Once we get back on the old harvester, there'll be so much to do that we'll soon forget.
Sometimes I wonder if leave is worth it. You spend all your time afloat looking forward to getting back home and all the shore leave feeling the day when it's coming to an end.
Yeah, I know.
Fergie, I want to ask you something. You don't have to answer me if you don't want to, but Marge has been my girl since we was kids. Do you think she's still, well, keen on me?
Well, what do you mean? Of course she is. You could tell that. Why do you ask?
I don't know. It's just that, well, since you've got to know us, all's fair in love and war, ain't it, Fergie?
So they say. Yeah. All's fair in love and war. Well, how's it, Elf? You don't seem any too cheerful. Something up?
Yeah, something's up all right. I'm down on duty to accompany Sub-Lieutenant Luke Carstairs on a kite balloon duty.
Oh, blimey. Sooner you than me. I never did have an head for heights.
Just because I was originally down for the RAF, the old man thinks I want to be a seagull. Oh, I hate that kite balloon.
Ah, well, never mind. You've got a good man with you. Sub-Carstairs loves it. Says it gives him a chance to get away from the ship.
Well, he's right there. Oh, hold on, here he comes.
Anyone here seen Alf Jenner? Oh, there you are, Alf. All set?
Yes, sir. All at the ready.
Better get off, then. Number one doesn't like to keep the old man waiting on these exercises. You know that.
I'll be right with you, sir. Right with you.
Number one?
Sir?
Who have we got aloft in the kite balloon?
Sub-Lieutenant Carstairs and A.B. Jennett, Captain.
Hmm. You better watch it, number one. What height are they?
Oh, around 1,000 feet, I reckon, sir.
Men working on the boats?
Yes, sir.
Good. I don't like the look of that sky. Careful watch, number one, especially that kite. I'd be advised to get them both in.
Aye, aye, sir. Take the wheel, coxswain. I'm going down to take a look at the men of the boats.
Aye, aye, sir.
Why the dickens can't they all let kite balloon down first? Well, it's so easy. Why wait for trouble? Poor old Elf. Oh, don't envy him up there. Not one little bit.
How much longer do you think they're going to keep us up here, sub?
Can't tell you, Alf. They just don't seem to be on the other end of the stilifer. Hello? Hello? Depot ship. Depot ship, can you hear me?
Proper chill to the bone, I am.
Yes, it's cold, all right. My fingers are so numb that I can hardly hold this receiver.
Want me to try?
Yes, all right. Give me a chance to quiz them through the glasses.
Depot ship? Depot ship? Below there, why don't you answer? Why don't you answer?
Something must have gone wrong. Hold tight now. This gondola's swinging round like a leaf.
I can't raise him, sub.
Place the receiver and cling on with both hands there.
Surely I can see the rough weather's almost on us.
Maybe it's not so bad from down here.
Yeah, but the look of that sky, to the northwest. Snow-laden, if ever I saw one.
You're right, of course. They should be hauling us down.
Of course they should. We'll be in a blizzard before we know where we are.
Don't worry. They'll tumble to it sooner or later.
Yeah, it's the later bit that worries me.
You can see it all so clearly from up here. As far as I can make out, they're still at work on the boats.
Boats? Why fiddle around with them at a time like this? This kite balloon should be down and stored away in the hatch before the darn storm really breaks.
No, I couldn't agree with you more, Alf. We've done all we can possibly do up here.
Just as though they'd plain forgotten us, that's what it is. How can they forget a balloon? They sent us up here, they must haul us down soon. They must do it soon.
Number one, get that picket boat aboard.
Funnel stove, sir. We're in trouble.
Well, you can't let her swing loose like that, man.
I've got the stoker, petty officer, and two ABs trying to hook her in.
Unless you get her onto the main derrick hoist soon, you'll be in danger of losing her altogether. She'll founder alongside before they get her hoisted.
Aye, aye, sir.
Excuse me, number one. We can't contact the kite balloon on the telephone.
Then get someone onto it, coxswain, and don't bother me with such things now.
Get someone onto it. All hands are struggling with that picket. Alf's still up there and doesn't know what the devil's happening. And he says, get someone onto it. Oh, indeed. And how?
Getting worse, Alf. The kite's bucking like a mad horse.
Can you see what's happening down there, sir?
There's trouble with the picket boat. Most hands seem to be on the job.
Poor blooders.
Yes. I've been a midshipman on that block myself once. Don't fancy them their job. But it doesn't help us much, does it? Just look at the water. No, not down there. Out there, man, on the other side of the fleet. It's a seething white cauldron. You can't see a thing between the Deborah ship and where the northwestern shore of the island should be.
Blimey, you're right. This is going to be the worst gale we've ever seen.
Yes, the worst gale of the worst year's weather. We're expected to ride it out in a balloon at 1,000 feet above the harbour. Watch it! Cling on, Matt! Cling on! The gondola's nearly over.
Practically, I'd be that, Tom. The darn thing's standing on its head.
Hold on! There's worse to come!
Oh, the devil's that!
Hold on! The port bonnet stay's been torn out of the basket socket. There's only three more.
Everything's slipping over to the side!
Where's that telephone? Get my belt, Alf. I may go over.
Right, sir.
Hello. Debo ship. Debo ship, below there. Why the devil did you haul us down? One of the basket stays has gone and it's blowing up worse every second. Hello there. Hello. Can't you understand?
Sir, are you all right?
Can't you hear me? Give the signal to haul down.
We've had trouble with the line down here and the picket boat.
Yes, I can see, but we've got to get down.
Ride it out for a bit longer. They'll be hauling you in at any minute. Just hold on. I'm doing everything I can. Over.
What are you mucking about that, sir? What does he say?
It sounded like the coxswain.
Fergie? What's he say?
They're still in trouble with the picket boat. I suppose they figure that we'll have to wait until that's all fixed before they get to us and bring us down.
Well, we won't have to wait long then, will we? Because look down there. You don't need your glasses this time to see what's happened.
What?
The picket boat, it's gone.
Gone? Oh, gosh. The picket boat's adrift. The Deborah ship, a 10,000-ton vessel, and she can't even hold her own picket boat.
Oh, that's what I'm saying to myself. So what chance have we got, then? That boat could drag its anchor. A dozen things could happen. I tell you, sub, that unless they get us down from here within the next few minutes, we're as lost as that picket boat.
At last, they've taken the initiative. That's what he's thinking about us. Hello. Hello.
Number one here. Are you all right, Carstairs?
Can't last much longer, sir. One of the stays is gone. The whole basket's nearly on its side.
Sorry, we've neglected you, Carstairs. We've had several kinds of trouble down here. Not the picket boat. It was swamped while we hoisted it in.
But what about us?
Now listen carefully. We may have to let the balloon go.
Let it go?
Yes. In order to get at you and Janet.
But how?
Now listen. This is only in case of emergency. But I must give you the orders now. We're ready to double bank this end. The only chance we have is to heave you down quickly and steadily. Once we start, look out. And remember this. Keep your eye on the aft winch. If a red light is flashed on and off continuously, then that will be your signal to pull the ripcord and scupper the balloon. Get it?
A flashing light on the aft winch is the signal to scupper the balloon. Right.
You'll only have about 2 minutes after that. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Right. Stand by. Good luck.
Thanks. I've got an idea we're going to need it.
What's all this about, sir? What's this talk of scuppering?
They're going to try to haul us down, Alf. If we hit trouble and they signal, we've orders to scupper.
Emergency escape? Blimey, the last resort. So it's as bad as that, is it?
Once it goes, we'll have to go down overhand on the wire, Alf. They'll have a net ready for us.
Might as well expect to catch Moby Dick in that thing. We haven't got much hope of... Oh, blimey, I was nearly thrown out that time.
Hold on. That Pullman's are at work on the winch at last. We're being hauled in. Hold on. This is it.
How's it going, Coxon? Well, it's a strain on this wire, number one. It'll steady the balloon's gondola, but you're taking the devil of a chance.
There's no point in taking it slowly. The risk will be even worse.
I agree. Well, let's get him down while there's a bit of a lull. There's another squall coming on us. About half a mile away, I'll judge.
What height are they?
850. 800.
Just keep going, Coxon.
750.
Keep going and start praying.
700. 650. 600.
We must be halfway down, sub.
About 500 feet, I reckon.
So near, yet so far.
Watch it, Alf. Here's the squall again. Look out!
Blimey, the cable snapped. Hold on, sub, we're adrift. The cable's gone. We're going up into the squall. Hold on!
What is it? What's going on here?
Cable snapped, Captain. We were hauling in the kite balloon, and we got it down to near 400 feet when the cable parted.
You mean we've got 2 minutes drift up there in a balloon without any means of getting them down?
That's just about it, Captain. That's just about it.
We'll be taken over the top of all this. The balloon will take us up into free air above the storm.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fine. But what happens after that? That's what I'd like to know.
Let's not waste time. In a few minutes, we'll be away from here altogether. Get the signal lamp. Quickly, man, quickly.
Right.
You can still see the harvester below us. Point your signals at her. Meanwhile, I'm going to give the whole fleet a distress signal.
How?
With a very pistol. That's how. I'm going to fire 6 charges down. The moment you hear them explode, you start a work. Get the lamp over to the side and spell out this message. Adrift. Course southeast. Speed 60 knots. SOS. We'll use ripcord when judged middle harbor. SOS. Balloon useless. SOS. And keep repeating. Got it?
Yeah, I got it. Go ahead, son.
Right.
Coxon, my compliments to the first lieutenant on the bridge. Stand by to slip cable at the first shackle, and I mean now.
You're going after the balloon, Captain?
We're still the fastest craft in these waters. We've lost a picket boat. I dare say to thunder that we'll lose the kite balloon. Quickly now, man.
Aye, aye, sir.
Going to get wet soon, Coxon.
Looks like it, sir.
Do you know the men aloft, Coxon?
Aye, sir. I know. At least I know A.B. Jennett better than the sub, sir.
Yeah, they're both good men. I've got to get to them before that balloon lands in the drink.
Well, look out. Reports that he saw them through the glasses just some minutes ago. They were going like... like the wind, sir.
Naturally, Coxon. Naturally.
Well, why the devil don't they ditch the blooming thing? Whip her and come down.
There must be some reason. I only hope they're both still in her and both remaining conscious.
Well, if they're out there in that sea, then there's no use carrying on with a search, is there?
None at all. When you get a 10-knot current working against a contrary gale in a constricted channel, you're in trouble, especially with an uneven seabed. Watch it, Coxon.
Starboard 10.
Steady her head. 3 points to port.
Aye, aye, sir. Steady she is, sir. Course southeast.
Alice! Oh, can you hold on?
Oh, I think so. hit my head against the bearing indicator, knocked me out a bit.
I thought you'd gone over.
What can we do, son?
We'll have to ditch her, Ralph. Grab everything you can and tie it under your coat. We'll be going down any minute. I doubt if all the gas will be out by the time we hit the water.
Good thing. All right, son, go ahead. I'm ready.
Right. This is it. Here goes.
How is it, number one?
Backing a bit, sir.
If it continues to draw around the westward, that means our crew aloft will be blown about a bit.
Make it all the harder to locate if they come down.
We'll be running out of the worst weather, thank heavens. We'll just catch the vicious blasts that always come at the end of a near cyclone. If we're lucky enough to find her down during one of those periods of calm, we might still have a chance.
I hope so, sir. I only hope you're right.
Alf, are you there? I can't see you.
Yes, sir, I'm here. Oh, we got down all right.
Yes, just about.
The weather seems calmer. In spite of the sea that's running.
It's just a lull, Alf. But let's kill ourselves. As often happens, the call will come again.
What chances do you think we got, sub?
Can't say. About evens, I reckon. That's if the harvester's searching for us.
Most likely giving us up.
No, that's no way to talk. Come on. There's still quite a bit of life left in this balloon. Drag yourself up the basket stairs and get as far away from the spill of the waves as you can.
I can't see us lasting out long in this. Too darn cold.
Try not to think about it. Think about other things.
Yeah, other things. Things like what?
Have faith, Alf. Have faith in the people you know. The people who know won't desert you.
People who won't desert you. Now who, I wonder, would that be?
I'll go, sir.
Oh, that's dead right. I can do with it.
Oh,
I don't think I've ever known it so cold.
What do you think the chances are, number one?
Chances? You mean of picking them up out there, Coxon? Frankly, I'd say they hadn't a hope.
That's all wrong. It's all wrong that it should end this way.
What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing. It's just that Able Seaman Jell and me, we sort of had a misunderstanding on our last leave, and it wasn't cleared up satisfactory-like. I don't like to think that I shan't ever have a chance of explaining.
Well, these things happen, Coxon. Can't dwell on them. After all things are fair in love and war, aren't they?
Yes, sir. I seem to have heard that somewhere before. And not so long ago, either.
It's cold. Too darn cold.
No. My legs... I seem to have lost all feeling.
Don't give up, Alf. The harvester must have seen our signals. The whole fleet must have done.
That lot of good that'll be unless they plotted the course and are making after us.
They will. The captain knows what he's about.
Oh, I'm glad you've got faith in him.
Haven't you?
Oh, I don't know. Don't know who I've got faith in anymore. Funny thing, I've always wondered what I'd feel like when I was in a tough spot like this. Oh, it's come. Still can't believe it. Perhaps that's why I still can't believe it in anyone else.
Can't you? There must be someone you can believe in, Al. There must be someone.
Well, I don't know. There used to be. A couple of leaves ago. I suppose I should have believed in her. Yeah, I suppose so.
Believe in me now. Believe in me now.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything.
It must be going off my nut. I could have sworn I heard her talking to me.
Have faith in me, Alf. It's you that I love. I do. I really do. Just have faith.
Faith?
What's that?
I said faith. That's what we've got to have, isn't it? Faith in ourselves and faith in those who love us.
That's exactly what I told you some time ago, Alf.
Yeah, but I didn't know what
what you meant then. I think I do now. Oh, Marge. Marge, if I was only sure. Only sure about us.
Alter course 2 points to starboard. Point 10.
Point 10, sir. On, sir.
Meet her. Midships. Steady.
Midships. Steady, sir.
Still no sign, sir.
All lookouts posted.
Yes, sir.
They must have come down here. We plotted it all out. Took everything into consideration. Currents, winds.
When squalls like this, the upper currents change so frequently, no one can ever be sure. No one can ever be certain.
You're trying to comfort me, number one. Say it was just the elements that tore the picket boat and the balloon away from the harvester and that we couldn't have done anything about either. I'm afraid I can't agree to that. Every emergency at sea should be thought out and met with the correct procedure.
I think we've done all we can, sir.
And I think that's not enough, number one. We'll go on with the search and redouble our efforts to find that kite balloon. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to save those two men.
Kite balloon's still away to the southern, sir. About 4 miles away.
So she's down. 2 points to starboard. She's probably been down for some time. Number one.
Yes, sir.
See to the boat. All hands at the steady. Crew with life belts. Doctor and sick bay to stand by. Emergency call, blankets, brandy. Get them moving. They'll know what to do.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'll be on the lookout. I'll report back immediately, please.
Aye, aye, sir.
Where the devil is it? Must be here somewhere.
There, sir. There it is. Look. Look and see the state of the basket. There's someone clinging to them.
Oh, you're right, Coxon. Balloon looks very flabby. Won't last much longer. Give orders, number one. Get the rescue boat ready.
Ready, sir.
Right, lower away.
The fifth's taken aback, sir. We're too close. We shall foul us unless the rescue boat can get to her.
Now, pull around the other side. Quickly, the balloon's going right under the ship. If we don't watch it, we'll get the condenser outlets fouled. Coxon, what the devil can we do now?
Well, if you please, sir, I'd like to volunteer. I was trained as a diver. I'll get them off that canvas and into the rescue boat. And I'll see the fabric doesn't foul the outlets either.
Oh, you're very sure of yourself, Coxon.
Yes, sir. Can I go, sir?
Yes, yes, you can go. And good luck, Coxon.
Well, if you ask me, sir, I'd say it was nothing short of a miracle.
We were certainly very lucky, number one. Oh, we've lost the kite balloon, of course. But on the other hand, both men are safe. Thanks to the coxswain.
It's a marvel to me how he did it, diving over the side like that. Both Jennet and Sub Carstairs are in the sick bay, but Fergie, that is the coxswain, he doesn't seem at all distressed. In fact, he's asked permission to visit them both. I had to give it. I knew you'd understand.
Yes, yes, of course.
I still don't know why you got me out, Fergie.
Oh, well, it wasn't all that bad. I wasn't in the sea long enough. Oh, well, I didn't go through half what you did in that darn balloon.
It would have been so easy for you if I'd just be missing her, wouldn't it?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, Marge.
Yeah, well, I think that's why things had to work out this way, Alf. I had to find you, just to tell you that, well, that you got no need to worry about Marge and me. It wasn't anything at all, really. Well, the night before we left, she told me so. She said that you were the only one she'd ever stick to. The only one she'll ever love.
She said that?
Yeah, she said she just wanted you to have faith in her. That's all.
Have faith? Yeah. Yeah, that's what I will have in future, Fergie. That's what the sub said. He was right. A man ought to have faith in the people he loves. After all, that's what this war's all about, isn't it?
Listening to Drama International. Join us again next week at the same time for more Drama International.